Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 32 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is Strange Battle Plans. John G. Butler said, "It's always a test of patience to have to do something over and over before anything happens." Our text today is Joshua 6, 3 through 5. "You shall march around the city, all of the men of war going around the city once. Thus shall you do for 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, everyone straight before him." The Battle of Jericho is unique in so many ways. In fact, God's instructions to Joshua may be stranger here than anywhere else in Scripture. That's a grandiose statement when you consider a donkey speaking to Balaam, Jonah was swallowed by a large fish and spit up on dry ground, Elisha leading a group of blind Syrians to Samaria, and the list could go on and on. God works in mysterious ways to test our trust and patience. Let's look at several facts that are out of place biblically in the Battle of Jericho. First, priests led the military march, and they were biblically exempt from fighting. A priest was strictly forbidden to touch a dead person, or he would make himself unclean. Yet, in the Battle of Jericho, the priests were leading the army in the march around the city. Second, the Ark of the Covenant was not normally taken into battle. The Ark of the Covenant had special instructions because of how sacred a symbol this was to God's people. The Ark represented the actual presence of God. It had to be carried on poles and could not be taken lightly. In fact, 2 sons of a priest will try to take the Ark of the Covenant into battle against the Philistines in 1 Samuel 4 and face extreme consequences. A third unique factor of this Battle of Jericho is the use of ram's horns. God had instructed Israel to use silver trumpets for war. This is described in Numbers 10. "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Make 2 silver trumpets of hammered work, you shall make them, and you shall use them for summoning the congregation and breaking camp. The trumpets shall be to you a personal statute throughout your generations. And when you go to war in your land against the adversary who opposes you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, that you may be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies.'" So, rather than use the usual silver trumpets, God told Joshua to have the priests carry 7 trumpets of ram's horns. These trumpets were also known as shofars. The ram's horn was a cherished symbol of God's provision dating back to God's promise to Abraham. In Genesis 22, when Abraham was told to offer Isaac as a sacrifice, God provided a ram in the bush instead. From that moment on, a ram's horn became a special picture of God's goodness. The ram's horn would be blown to gather a solemn assembly, announcing the coronation of a king, and to mark the beginning and ending of a Sabbath. A fourth unique factor of the Battle of Jericho is the days of marching. The Israelites marched around Jericho 1 time a day for 6 days. The 7th day, they marched around Jericho 7 times. Thus, Israel marched around Jericho a total of 13 times. Since they marched for 7 days, one of those 7 days had to be the Sabbath. God commanded rest for the Sabbath. Both Exodus 16:29 and Numbers 35:5 state that the Jews were only permitted to travel 3/4 of a mile on the Sabbath. So they broke God's law for the Sabbath to march around Jericho. Actually, some people believe that the 7th day was their Sabbath, and they walked around it 7 times. Another distinct characteristic of this battle revolves around the number 7. 7 is a biblical number representing completeness. 7 priests were to carry 7 trumpets, walk around Jericho 7 days, and on the 7th day they were to walk around it 7 times. That is a lot of 7s. God's power brought a complete victory to Jericho. A final unique factor of this battle was the silence of the army of Israel. We will get more into their silence in tomorrow's devotion. However, for 7 days and 13 trips around Jericho, they could not utter a word. God was definitely up to something unusual when he sent Joshua and the nation of Israel to defeat Jericho. God often does things in peculiar ways so that people will know that only God can bring the victory. These strange plans will also cause his children to act in total trust and surrender to his will. When my father told me to do something that I thought was absurd, I would always ask, why? His answer always was the same, because I said so. Our Heavenly Father gives us commands to test our trust in him. God wants to know if we will take him at his word and follow his will, whatever that word or will may be. Consider these questions. In what ways do you question God before you obey him? How does the uniqueness of God's plan lead you to stronger dependence on him? Are there any other areas that stand out to you in the Battle of Jericho that seem strange or unusual? What are they? Why do you think God chose this plan for defeating Jericho? Pray with me. Lord, today we thank you for your unusual plans. Teach us to have faith in the midst of them, such that we can continue to be agents in your world and confound our adversaries. In your name we pray. Amen.